We begin the current daven Sechtes Chulin daf Nun Zayin. Begin on the second line daven of the Tam Niyomet, where the Gemara continues to explain the halachas of our Mishnah, which our previous Mishnah was describing that elu kasheris ba'ifes, these are things that are valid by an ifes and they're not considered a trefa. And we said one of them is nishtabu raglau, if its foot beneath the ankle broke, so then it's going to be kosher, or even above, if it wasn't such a big type of a break, that's not going to make the bird into a trefa. Now, relating to this halacha, the Gemara tells Zahu Tzana, there was this basket, the inkure, which either it means that there were these birds that their legs had broken beneath the ankle, or like we said above, but the bone wasn't broken so much that it was sticking out. Or in Kri, as Rashi brings from the response of the Ge'enim, where it's referring to a specific type of a bird, also regarding that the legs were broken, a black bird which was in the waterfowl, which on its forehead it has these white spots, and that's why it's called inkure, because it's spotted like as if it has this holes, these spots in its body. But the point is that there was the basket of these birds which had these broken legs. The asli kamei de Rava, that came in front of the Rava. Now, bad ke Rava b'tzaymes hagidin. Rava inspected it by the junction of the sinews, where there are these 16 different sinews that are in this one area by the leg of the bird, as the Gemara says later on the Ein Vav Mabeis, it's in the bottom part of the thigh bone, which is near the ankle. He inspected that, the fact that it's broken, that we said in the mission, that's okay. But additionally, he wanted to check to make sure that the tzaymes hagidin, the junctures of the sinews, are intact, and only then that he saw that it is, that he says kosher. Now, continuing on these halachas, Amar Yehuda Marav, we were talking about if the leg is broken. Now we move on to shmutas, if it's dislocated. So first he talks about an animal, then regarding a bird. Shmutas yad bebehemek shera. If the hand, which is referring to the humerus, which is the bone connected to the shoulder of an animal, if that's dislocated, that's kosher. Shmutas yerech bebehema. If, let's say, the thigh bone is dislocated from the animal, which was halacha, we mentioned in the previous daf, what's called buka da atma, which is if the ball of the thigh bone is dislocated from where it's connected to the hip, additionally, also as we had qualified, that the sinews there have decayed, then trefa, then the animal is a trefa. Now, regarding a bird, shmutas yerech ba'oiv trefa. If the thigh bone of the bird is dislocated, it's a trefa. Shmutas gaf ba'oiv, if the wing is dislocated on the bird, meaning the upper part of the wings, which is where the wing is attached to the back of the bird, if that's dislocated, that's trefa. Now, the reason for that is, chashin and shema nikfa hareya. The reason is not necessarily because the wings are integral for its life, but it's that when it gets dislocated, we're concerned that maybe it punctured the lungs. The reason for that is because the lungs by a bird are contained and concealed within the rib cage. Now, the membranes of the flesh are very thin and soft when they're between the rib cage. So therefore, when the wings get pulled off, it might actually puncture where it's connected to the back of the bird, which is right by the rib cage, which is where the lungs are, right by there between the wings. And therefore, since that membrane is very soft and it gets pushed in between the rib cage, it might have been punctured. And that's why we consider the bird a trefa. Now, Shmuel Ami says, no, there is a suspicion that maybe that could happen. But Tibadik says, you inspect the lung. What happens is that you put a reed that's very thin in the trachea and you blow it up, and which blows up the lungs, which is connected to that. If air escapes, then it's a trefa, but if not, then it's going to be kosher. Bechina Rabbi Yechon, so Rabbi Yechon says, Tibadik, you inspect. Yeah, when the wings get dislocated, you're concerned for it, but you can inspect to see if it's trefa or not. Now, Chizkia, he says, Ein rei life. There is no lungs for a bird, and therefore, we don't have to be concerned that it's a trefa, because the whole concern is that it might puncture the lungs. There are no lungs. Now, Rabbi Yechon, he says, no, yeshloi. There are lungs, and that's why he said you have to inspect. And v'yeshna ka'ala shalveret, it's like a petal of a rose, meaning it's thin and red, like a petal of a rose. That's what the lungs are like in the bird. And they're bein hakapayim, they're situated between the wings, which is on the back of the bird. Between those wings is where the lung is situated. Now the Gemara asks on Chizkiya's statement, my ain rei life. What did he mean when he says that the bird doesn't have lungs? Elim adeles lekal, if it really means like the literal understanding that the birds don't have lungs. We see that birds do have lungs. Ella, rather, must have been what he meant was, it means to say that if the lungs get punctured, and that's what he was coming to disagree, that it's not going to make it into a trefa. On that, the question is, but Vatani Levi, Levi taught a brisa, which we mentioned in the previous daf, treifish shemana chacham bebehema. All the treifis that the sages enumerated by an animal, connecting ba'if. The correlating organs in the bird are also going to be considered treifa. So obviously we see, when we mention the Mishnah regarding an animal, that if the lungs are punctured, is a treifa, same thing would apply to a bird. And yes, or lein oif, and Levi said, actually, by a bird there's even more, is nishbar etzim, if the skull gets broken, even though the brain's membrane doesn't get punctured, like we explained this by waterfowl, even that's going to be a treifa. But one thing is that you see that if birds do have lungs, like we're assuming, then it is going to be a treifa, because that applies by an animal. Ella rather says the Gemara, what Chizkiah was referring to was, ein loy, what we mean to say that the lungs do not apply to be problem, loyli nopil, not when if the bird fell from a roof, which we had previously said that that's the halacha of nefula, that you have to inspect it. On that, you don't have to inspect if anything happened to the lungs. And loyli chamer, neither do we have to, that if let's say the bird fell into the fire, which we said previously that you have to check the intestines, maybe they became green, on that you don't have to inspect the lungs. My time, what's the reason? So Amr Rav Chani says, since the majority of the ribs, of the rib cage, protect the lungs, because most of the space of the ribs are protecting the lungs, because the way the rib cage is by birds is that it actually doesn't lay on its wide part. Rather, what's inside is the narrow part, and all the wide part is outside. So therefore, the width of the lungs, when if let's say there's an impact, let's say by nefula, so then the lungs could get concealed in between the spaces of the narrow parts of the rib cage. So since the ribs are protecting it, we're not concerned when it falls into the fire or when it falls from a roof. And that's what Chizkiah was saying, that there's no lungs, meaning you don't have to check the lungs in those two situations. However, on that the Gemara asks, but this that Rabbi Yechon had disagreed on Chizkiah, and he says, no, yesh lo, he has lungs, v'yesh nekala shal ve'ed ben agapayim, and it's like the rose petal that's between the wings. So mechal de Chizkiah sabat alesle. Obviously, if he's saying that there is, what he means to say is that Chizkiah was saying that there actually are no lungs. So it can't be like you're saying that he holds that there is, it just has, regarding the applications of nefula and regarding yachmer, that for that is no problem of lungs. So Ela Amir b'marava, Mishmed Rabbi Yisrael b'chanina, so rather they said in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, in the name of Rabbi Yisrael b'chanina, that midvarv shel baribi, from the words of the great one, min Chizkiah, who is the great one of the generation, nikur she'ene baki b'tana girl, and it's recognizable that he's not accustomed to birds, meaning he didn't eat birds, fowl, and therefore he didn't know if there's lungs. And it was just a jesting way to say it, basically saying that doesn't know this area of halacha, and he wasn't aware of a basic that birds do have lungs, and that's why he said that ein lehem re, but he really meant that it doesn't have lungs. Now, continuing the theme that we had mentioned before from this teaching of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, the Gemara brings that Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav Huna said the name of Rav, Shmutas Yerech Ba'ayv Ksheira. The thigh bone by a bird gets dislocated, it's going to be kosher. Now, Amalei Rabba Baravuna L'Ravuna, but Rabba Ravuna, the son of Ravuna, said Ravuna, but how can you say this? V'Rabbanan D'Asom M'Pumbadisa Amru, the rabbis who came from Pumbadisa, a location in Babel, they said, Rav Yehuda Mishmei D'Rav Amar, which we quoted before, that Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, Shmutas Yerech Ba'ev Trefa, if the thigh bone by a bird is dislocated, then it's a treifa, and you're saying it's in the name of Rav that it's kosher. So Malay, so he said to his son, Bri, my son, Nahara, Nahara upashte. Every river and its flow, meaning the flows of every river are not the same. Some are stay in their place, and some are very rough waters. In other words, the customs of places are not always the same. And that is because, says Rav Huna, like I was saying, Rav really holds that it's kosher if it gets dislocated. Now, when he came to Pumbadisa, he saw that they treated it as forbidden, so he didn't permit it in front of them, as the halacha is, you're not supposed to permit something that others are treating as forbidden. Now, Rav Yehuda, who is from Pumbadisa, he thought that Rav didn't say anything because he held that it's treif, but really, says Rav Huna, it's the way I'm saying that he held that it's kosher, there that they say it's treif is because Rav didn't say anything. Now, Azar Rababa, Ashkechel Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Rav Abba went, and he encountered Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, the Kabadik B'tzayim HaSagidin, that he was checking by the bird, by its foot, to see if it's kosher or not. He was checking by this, again, like we said, the juncture of where the sinews that they gather together there on the bottom of the foot. So Amalei, so he said to him, Lomalei lamarku lehai, why does the master have to go through this effort? For Rav Huna Marav, which the halacha we just mentioned before, he says, Shmutas yerech ba'iv kshera. Even if the whole thigh by the bird is dislocated, it's going to be kosher. So if all of the thigh is taken away, for sure, if just the tzemes agidin itself is taken away, which is on the bottom of the foot, for sure that's not a problem. So what are you doing checking over there to make sure that that it's intact over there? So Malay, so he said to him, look, ano masnita yidana. I know a Mishnah later on the Dafayin Vav Meralf. The Mishnah says, Behema shenechtechu ragleho, if an animal had its foot cut off, minar kuvo ulamata, if it's from the knee and below, so then it's kshera. Then it's not considered integral for the animal, it's not a trefa. Minar kuvo lamala psula, but if it's from the knee and up, then it's pasul. And v'chin shenitil tzemes agidin, so too if only the tzemes agidin itself are taken away, and actually the whole knee area is intact, still it's going to be treif. V'amar Rav and Rav said on that, v'chein ba'if, that actually by bird is the same thing, if the same as a gidna taken away, it will be a treif. Now, on that he asked back, if that's the case, well then kasha d'rava d'rav. Now you have a contradiction in Rav. If we're saying Rav Huna is teaching from Rav that if you take away the whole thigh, it's going to be kosher. So how could Rav have said that if you take away just the tzemes agidin, which is below that area, that if that's taken away, that's going to be treif? So ishtik, so Rabbi Rabba was silent. He didn't answer. On that Omalei, on that Rabba said to him, well, Dilma, maybe from the fact that we have Rav Huna's teaching in the name of Rav, that he was saying it by Shmuta. If the thigh is dislocated, that's kosher. And on that Rav said that he was saying that and in contrast, we have the other halacha that Rav was saying that also by a bird that it is treif. So maybe if we have to resolve this, we could say as follows. Maybe Shani La bein Shmuta lechatucha. Maybe Rav differentiated between dislocation and it being cut off. Maybe by being dislocated, it's kosher even if the entire thigh is taken away. But when it's cut, maybe it's treif even if only the tzemes agidin is cut and therefore has to be intact and not cut. On that he said to him, this was your own pshat, your own interpretation? It's not your own thing. Va'at mifarshet shmaitse de Rav. You, said Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabba, you're coming to explain as if it's your own interpretation and understanding Rav. Beferishama Rav. Rav said this explicitly. Shmuti kasher chatucha psula. Yeah, if even the whole thing is dislocated, it's okay. But when it's cut, then even lower down, even just the same as a gidin, if it's cut, would actually be treif. And he says, Val titma, don't wonder how such a thing could be possible. How if the whole thing's taken away, it's kasher, but if it's cut, something lower down that's less integral is going to be treif. Shari chaytcha mekan nameis, we find certain things like that, that if it's cut in one area, the animal will die. Chaytcha mekan nameis, you cut an animal somewhere else, it'll live, and therefore you can't compare things. It's possible that you could have such an anomaly that you'll have higher up, dislocated kosher, cut lower down, and be treif. Now, a similar type of a discussion continues the Gemara with Rababa, Kisalik Rababa, when Rababa went up to Eretz Yisrael. So Ashkechil Reb Zera de Yosef Bekami encounter Reb Zera, who was sitting and saying that Amr Rav Huna Marav, he was quoting this teaching of Rav Huna Marav, that Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Trefa, he was quoting Rav Huna, the name of Rav, that if the thigh of the bird is dislocated, that's actually going to be Trefa. So Amaleis Rababa said to Reb Zera, Chai Demar, by the life of the master. From the day that the master had left to go here to Eretz Yisrael, meaning Reb Zera and Reb Abba were both from Bavel, and they both made Aliyah, they went up to Eretz Yisrael, and Reb Zera had gone up first. In fact, Reb Abba is telling him, by your life, after you had left from Bavel, coming here to Eretz Yisrael, to continue to Beis, we had an opening to have this question in front of Rav Huna, and we asked him regarding this halacha of if the thigh of a bird is dislocated. And he told us, Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Kesheira. He said that if the thigh of the bird is dislocated, actually kosher, not the way you're quoting him, that's possible. Moreover, continued telling Rabba to Reb Zera, afterwards, Vashkechase Namel Rabbi Yirmiyahu Ba'aba, I encountered Rabbi Yirmiyahu Ba'aba, and as we had quoted this before, the Yosef Kabadik B'tzaymas Agin, and he's telling him over this narrative. He says, he was sitting, and this is obviously after he knew the correct teaching of Rav Huna, he counted him that he was sitting and he was inspecting the Tzemes Agidin. So actually I asked him, don't you hold this halacha of Rav Huna Rav, that Shmut is Yerech Ba'if Kshera, that if the thigh of the bird is dislocated, it's kasha, why going checking the Tzemes Agidin? For sure that's going to be kasha. Amalei, and that he told me, Ano Masniti Dan, he says, I know a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Behema shenech d'charaglem narkuba lamatik sheira by an animal. If it's the foot is cut beneath the knee, that's going to be kasha. Narkuba lamal psula above the knee, it's going to be pasul. V'chein shenitil tzemes agidin. Also, if the junction of the sinews are taken away, that's also going to be treif. And Ba'amar Rabbalah and Rabbit said on this, V'chein ba'ayif, that the same problems apply to a bird. So, you see, I got to check the Tzemes again, or else it's going to be treif. And Va'amri Lein says, Rababa, I said to him, Yehoche kasher Rav Rab. So you have a contradiction in Rab's teachings. You have Rav Hunam Rab that says, if the whole thing's taken away, it's kasher. And then you have your other teaching of Rab in qualifying the Halacha of the Mishnah, V'chein la'ayif, that even if the Tzemes Egidin itself is missing, that it's treif. So Ishtik, he was silent. So actually, I asked him, maybe Rav differentiates between dislocation and being cut. Maybe dislocation, even if the whole thing is dislocated, it's going to be kosher. But when it's cut, even if it's same as like it's cut, it's going to be treif. And he said to me, you think you're qualifying and explain the teaching of Rav? Rav explicitly said what you're saying. If it's dislocated, it's kosher, and if it's cut, it's pasul. But one thing says, what do you have in your hand? Now that I told you that Rav Hunam Rav says, and as we agree by Shmuta, it's going to be kosher, what did you hear after you came to Eretz Yisrael that you're now saying that such a thing, and you actually were even saying in the name of Rav Hunam Rav, that Shmuta Sirach Ba'if is Trefa. So on that Rav Zera said to him, well, Hachi Amar Rav, Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Well, there is someone else who says the name of Rav, Shmuta Sirach Ba'if Trefa. That if the thigh of the bird is dislocated, not the way you're saying from Avuna, but rather someone else in the name of Rav says, like I was saying, that it's Trefa. And V'chein Amar B'yakab Bar Idi Amar B'yechanan, Shmuta Sirach Ba'if Trefa. That if the thigh of the bird is dislocated, it's Trefa. Now, however, although Rabbi Yaakov Be'idi said this open name of Rabbi Yechanan, but the Amr Yaakov Be'idi said, El Mali Hav Rabbi Yechanan Ba'aser Da'irba Chavravas La'Teira, had Rabbi Yechanan been there amongst the group when they had earlier said that actually that it's permitted when the thigh of the bird is dislocated, Loi Pirkis, he would not have flinched to disagree, even to allude, because those who permitted were very great, and he would have been afraid to say that it's forbidden, as he actually does say. Because Amr B'chanina Amr Rebbe. Rebbe had said, Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Kshera. If the thigh of the bird is dislocated, it's kosher. And as the Gemara illustrates, that B'tana Gailas Haysul B'chanina, who was saying this over the name of Rebbe, he had this chicken, Shanishpata Yerech Shalah, that the thigh was dislocated. Vavilaf Ne Rebbe, and he brought in front of Rebbe. Vetirilai, and Rebbe permitted it. And moreover, Malch Reb Chanina then went and salted that bird so that it should be maintained, that he could show this bird for a long time. And he would teach his students and direct them, and he would say, Zehetili Rebbe, see this is the bird the Rebbe permitted for me, that you see that Shmut is Yerech Ba'if is Ksher. However, concludes the Gemara, V'les Hilchasakakalanishmaitse. The halacha does not follow like all these teachings that are trying to permit if the thigh of the bird is dislocated. Elkiha, rather, it's like this that we're going to quote right now, which in the discussion quotes this idea that it's halacha ravachas, that it's a widespread halacha, that the shmutas yerech ba'if is treifa, that if the thigh of a bird is dislocated, it's actually treif. Where do we find this? Where the Shal Reb Yisib ben Arayis to Bishub ben Levi. He asked him a different halacha, and in that context we see this idea that shmutas yerech ba'if is treifa. He asked him, kediras kana, if the trachea of an animal is kederas, meaning that it's cut open like a window in the trachea, Bekama, how much would make that animal into a treif? So Amalei said the Mishnah Shlemesh, this is a complete Mishnah that we learned in Daf Nadal Medav, that says explicitly, Ad Kayesir Yitalki, if it's up until the size of an Italian Isser, larger than that is going to make it into a treifa if you have that size hole in the trachea. However, Amalei, but he said to him, V'halai Rochel Achas Haysa B'shchunaseinu, there was a sheep in our neighborhood, Sheniktur Kanashala, that it developed a hole in its trachea, that large, va'asula kremishal kana, they made a cover of like a sheath, like a cover of a reed, which is that was wide and that plugged up the hole, which was a very large hole in the trachea, v'chaisen, that survived. So how could you say it's a treifa if it has the size of an isser talki and it's going to make a treif? So Amalei said to him, valdat samach. So he says, wow, on that story you're relying because you saw that the wound was healed, so you're relying to say that, oh, even if it has such a large hole that it's not going to be a treifa? But v'haloi halacha of achas b'Yisrael, but it's a widespread halacha amongst the Jewish people, which everyone has already been accustomed to. Shmut is yerech ba'if treifa, which we see this idea, that that's ultimately how the Jewish people are accustomed to, that if the thigh of the bird is dislocated, it's a treifa. However, V'tana geilas heisel l'b'shemichalafter. B'shemichalafter had a chicken. Shenishpata yerech shalah. That its thigh was dislocated. V'asulash feferish l'kana v'chais. And he did something that was therapeutic for it, that he made a tube of a reed, of a reed for the thigh that was dislocated, and it healed. And so you say, how could that be? But everyone already is accustomed to saying that it's treif. Elamayas l'chamem, rather, what do you have to say? Techid beis chaydesh hava. Yes, he had the chicken's thigh healed, the thigh bone that was dislocated, but that was only within 12 months. But after 12 months, that chicken must have died, because yes, even the treif animal could survive up until 12 months. Here also, what are you asking, that they healed the chicken that had a hole in the trachea larger than the size of an Italian isser? And that was only for the time being, 3 months, 4 months, 7 months, but it's not going to last more than a year, because as our Mishnah says, it is a trefa. Now, similarly regarding, as we found, that Reb Shimon Chalafta went and experimented, and he did something therapeutic to go ahead and manipulate what would seemingly be a trefa. So I'm a lover of Reb Shimon Chalafta. They said regarding Reb Shimon Chalafta, Sha'askin Midvar Mahayu. He was very busy doing things, scientific experiments with the science. V'hoya Isadava, and he did something, which we're going to explain, Lahitzi Milibish Rabbi Yehuda, to preclude from the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that we quote in the Mishnah. Shahar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah, Imnitla Hanaitza, if the down feathers of a bird is taken away, he says, so that's going to make it into a treif. Now, so what did he do? He went to experiment with science. So Shem Chalafta had a chicken. Shenitlo neitzel shalah, that its down feathers were taken away. So what did he do? He put it in an oven. He went and wrapped the chicken with this mat that's used by the coppersmiths that they put in front of them, which accepts all the dust of the ground down pieces of copper. And this mat is made out of leather, and that it maintains the heat because it's very thick. And additionally, the copper is also something that creates the warmth. So he wrapped the chicken in this mat. And then the chicken went and actually grew feathers, down feathers, that the new ones were actually better than the first ones. So you see, now like Rabbi Yehuda, that says it's a tray. If you say, look, I even made the chicken even better than it originally was. However, on that has to Gemara, but the Gedilmak Sav Rabbi Yehuda, but how does that preclude from Yehuda's opinion? Maybe Yehuda holds treifa meshavachas, that yes, a treifa animal could even get stronger and better, but it's still a treifa. So who cares that its feathers are now better than it was before? It's still going to be a treifa. On that says the Gemara, no, imkain, if that would be the case, then b'midi di metarfa ba, regarding something that it itself is what makes it treif, meaning although we could agree and we could sustain that you want to say that its other limbs could get stronger even when it's a treifa, but in that thing itself that it became a treifa, which are the down feathers that were taken away, you think if it's a treifa, that itself could get stronger than it originally was, like in this situation, that the later down feathers were yosim and eshrim, were better than the original ones? That wouldn't make sense. And therefore he wanted to disprove, based on this scientific experiment, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Now, says the Gemara, my askin bidvarm. Why was he called in that text that he was an askin, that he was some type of someone that was busy experimenting, that he obviously had originally done things that we, going into that situation, we really called him an askin. So Amr Misharsha says, like you see in the following incident. The pasuk says in Mishlei, Lech el namala, go to the ant, Otzel, you lazy one, Re'ei d'rechei v'chacham, look at its ways and become smart. Asha'en l'katzin, shaiter, maishla, doesn't have any types of rulers, any type of leader, any type of king. Yet tochen b'kaitz lachma, and still it prepares in the summertime its bread. Don't be lazy. Look, even if there's no one on top of him saying what you got to do, it still does what it has to do. So Amar. So on that, when he saw this, so Reb Shimon Chalafta said that Ezel Echazi, let me go and let me see. Ivadehu deles lomalka. Let me really ascertain scientifically to see. It says Ashein lo katzin. Let me see if it doesn't have a king. And that's why he was called an askin, where he didn't want to rely on the trustworthiness of Shlema Melech and Mishle. He wanted to test it out for himself. So Azal b'tkufas Thomas, he went in the summer months. Parshel glimi akina d'shem shemi. He went and he took his cloth and he covered over the anthill, creating shade. So nafik asik chad minav. So one of the ants went and came out from the anthill and they went out and they saw the shade, which ants like. So asnach be simona. When he saw that ant come out, he made a sign to recognize that ant to see what the fellow ants are going to do when they find out that he's a liar based on this experiment of Reb Shimon Chalafta. Now, all that ant went back in. Amalahu Nafutuli said to the other ants, says this shade now. Nafkuva also, so they all came out. At that point, Dalia Leglima, he took away his blanket, and Nafal Shimsha, the sun came beating down on the ants. So Nafal Lev Akatli, so they all pounce on that ant and they killed that ant. Oh, Amar, so Sedrib Shemachalaf, Tishmami no Leslo Malka, you're right, obviously there's no king. The Islu, because if they had a king, the ants, Harmanu de Malkaloy Leboy, wouldn't they need permission from the king to kill a fellow ant? Obviously there's no king. However, Amali Rav Acha Bereid Rav Rav Ashi, as always there's flaws in experiments, you have to be able to isolate the variables to make sure it's a correct hypothesis. So Vidima Malka have a Bayadayu. Maybe the king was amongst those ants, and that's why they killed him, because the king gave the command then. Inami, or also Harmanu de Malkav and Nikiti. Maybe they had permission from the king that the king had made an edict that any time someone makes a mockery of their friends, they're allowed to kill him. So maybe there was permission already granted from the king. Or Inami being Malkal Malkalhava. Maybe it was between period of kings. Maybe the original ant king had died and they didn't yet go ahead and make a new one. And it's normal procedure that when there's no king, that then everyone does what's fit in their eyes, like Dichsiv, like it says the Pasuk in Shaftim. Bayom Mehemin Melech B'Yisrael, says at that period in the Jewish people in history, there was no king. And therefore, Isha Yasha Be'inam Yaseh, every man did what was just in his eyes. And therefore, Ella rather, Samech Amnusa the Shlema, rely on the trustworthiness of Shlema HaMelech, that he's trustworthy for what he's saying because it was said with divine inspiration. And if you don't have to go ahead and test it out yourself, where anyways you're going to have flaws when you're testing out something scientifically. Now the Gemara resumes what we had mentioned before, where it was said that although that, because related back to the previous halacha, that you thought, okay, what? You see that it could survive, so therefore it's not a treifa. And we said that no, it survived 6, 7, 8 months, but a treifa is not going to survive more than 12 months, and therefore it's a treifa. On that theme, Amar Rav Huna says a similar treifa, a sign to see regarding a situation if we're in doubt if the creature is a treifa or not, is Yud Beis Chaydish, is if it survives for 12 months, then you know that it's not a treifa, it didn't have a moral defect, and that's why it's still alive. Now, on this Halacha Rav Huna, Meisvei, the Gemara asks from the following braisa. Similar treifa, says the Tanna Kamma, what's a sign if an animal is a treifa? It's kosha in yeledes, if it doesn't give birth, then you know that it's a treifa. Shimon Lilemi says, no, Meshabachas Vailachas, if the animal keeps on getting stronger, Biyudushik Sher, then you know it's kosher. Misnadvana Vailachas, if it keeps on getting weaker, Biyudushik Treifa, then you know that what you were in doubt about, that yeah, that it's treifa. Rebbe, he gives a third interpretation. He says, similar treifa, Shleishim Yaim, a sign for treifa is if it survives 30 days, beyond that, then it's not a treifa anymore. Where Amrulai, the other said to Rebbe, what do you mean? There's many animals that are treifa and they survive 2 or 3 years. How could you say that the marker would be surviving 30 days? But one thing is that this price is definitely difficult to Rav Huna, who there is none of the three opinions say his interpretation of that the marker is 12 months. So says the Gemara, Tanoihi. It's a machlekes Tanoim because there are Tanoim that say like Rav Huna, which we're going to shortly quote, which is the opinion that says that it was a survival only in the summer months, which is, but once the winter months passed, it died, because there are certain types of wounds which either heat up, and then it dies during the summer months, and then there's some which get ruined in the winter months, therefore, it needs to pass both the summer months and the winter months, that will verify if it's a treifa or not, which is the 12 months that Rav Huna is talking about. The time like Luna Brisa. Ubegageles, in the skull, sheyesh ba nekev echad arach, if there's one long hole bored through the skull, which that hole that was drilled in is missing a part of the skull, or a fill in the kavim harba, or even if there's many small holes, mitzdar from lemaloy makdeach, they combine in its measurement. If it's like the amount of how much a drill would take out of the skull, then that skull is not considered intact anymore. And according to Bishamai, that's not going to be metam in the oil, which this machleik is regarding what's missing of the spine or the skull is brought in the Mishnah Masechtas Olis, which is the amount that would be taken away from a living creature and that it would die, as we said on Daf Nun Beis and Mabeis regarding the spine, and so too the halacha would apply regarding the laws of Tarfus, not just regarding the laws of Tumas oil, that it would be considered treif. Now, Amr B'Yisib ben HaMashulam, he says, Maisa Be'Einbol, there was a story in this place, Einbol, Be'echad Shenifkaso Galgalase, regarding one that the skull was deficient, Va'asu L'Chidik Shal Keruya, and they made for him, they took a piece of a dried gourd, which is like a type of a pumpkin, and they went and plugged it up, V'chaya, and he survived. So how can you say that that's going to make it into a treifa? On that, Amr B'Shim Malazar said to him, which this is the opinion that supports Rav Huna, Misham Raya, from there is a proof in that story. As we said this concept earlier, Yemaisa Chamahaya, that was during the summer months. But the Kivin Shabbo Love Yemaisa Tzinim, once the winter months passed, Miyad Mace, right away, then he died. Which is, like we said, sometimes the winter months will make the wound get worse, sometimes the summer months. But the point is, once 12 months pass and you went through all the seasons, then that will tell us that if it's a treifa or not, which is like the opinion of Rav Huna. Now, Amar Rav Achbi Yaakov, he says, halacha, the halacha is, which relates to some of the opinions we mentioned in that braisa, treifa yuledis mishabachis. He says, a treifa could give birth, it could get stronger, and rather, the qualification, like we said before, that there are those who say, yeah, that's not the qualifying feature, but rather, like we had the opinion of Rav Huna, which like Rav Shimon Lazar, which is that the period of 12 months, when it goes through all the seasons, so then we could tell whatever it is that it exacerbates this type of thing, whether it be heat or whether it be cold, either one that passed and it didn't die, that would be a sign that the animal is not a treifa.